all Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project? Exterior Pros in Baths is giving $3,000 off roofing, siding, windows, or bath remodels this month. Visit extpros.com.
We really enjoy our time with our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Heidely ho, neighbors. How are you?
Heidely ho, home improvement.
We're still getting used to the setup we got today, Jason. Somebody took a baseball bat to the microphone I typically use. Apparently, it's a mystery because it was fine for Brad Nortman on KBN yesterday. So now the big guy's gone, so I'm sitting in his chair, which is opposite. So like, in order to look at Jen, I have to turn to my left instead of my right. It's very disorienting.
Yeah, we have video cameras in there, right? So you should. I don't want to turn this into like a Law and Order episode or FBI, but shouldn't we be able to determine who the perpetrator was?
I don't think these cameras are recording at all times. I think they're only recording while we're actually, you know, doing things on the radio.
Well, sounds like we might want to reconsider that policy.
Just have the cameras rolling nonstop. Will has a theory as he gets the appropriate music ready for this.
I don't know if I have a theory. Yeah,
you think it was stolen?
I think it was stolen. I have video.
Who's stealing a microphone?
I don't know.
And why would you steal that specific microphone? You got to pass other microphones to get to that
that's
one.
A very good
that
point
is the
by
part
you.
That gets me. You walked past two other microphones to get to that third one that was taken.
Maybe.
And there
maybe
was no email
personal
sent out. Oh, well, that Gabe, that would be your microphone. Do we want to continue to pull on this thread?
That could consider the motives here. Maybe there's someone who is so jealous of Gabe's incredible national success. I get texts all the time. Hey, Gabe is on the radio, from Hype Jim and my other friends who are big fans of Gabe. Maybe there's some jealousy here, and someone said, you know what? I'm going to mess with this guy, Mr. Big Time National Radio Guy. I'm going to steal his microphone. I like that theory.
Imagine their disappointment this morning. Imagine their disappointment this morning, Law and Order, when Gabe just slid over to the other side of the studio.
Yeah, but it's making him uncomfortable.
He's
bellyaching about it.
Uh-huh.
So
that's true.
Maybe the goal has been accomplished.
I don't think
him off his game.
We can't eliminate Gabe from the investigation, too, right?
What?
Oh, you think
I did this?
Yeah.
To myself?
Oh, maybe.
Self-sabotage?
The call is coming from inside the house?
As the lead investigator here, I have to consider all options.
How did you get appointed lead investigator?
If Will is the lead investigator, I don't see this case getting closed.
Not a bad point.
All right, Jason, let's pivot to the Green Bay Packers. I saw a list that Mike Clay of ESPN put out, basically compiling all of the offensive linemen who theoretically would be back next season for each of the teams in the league. And I got to be honest with you, I wasn't super excited about the performance of the offensive line in Green Bay compared to what is a projected offensive line for the Bears, the Lions, or the Vikings. It was the worst. That's an easy way of putting it. How concerned should we be about the Packers' offensive line? Usually they're good about backfilling these things and having these people like ready to step in and take over when free agents are leaving. Are we on a DEFCON level here?
Yes, you should be very concerned. I think it's, you know, with the possible exception of corner, I think it's the biggest thing to worry about if you're a Packers fan. You know, if the season started today, which obviously it doesn't, it would be Jordan Morgan at left tackle. I don't know. We can't say for certain that it would be with his $24.7 million cap number. I don't think we can say for certain that it's Aaron Banks at left guard. I still think they're more likely to restructure than cut ties, but I'm not ruling that out. But let's just say Aaron Banks at left guard, for argument's sake. Jacob Monk at center. Anthony Belton at right guard. And then we can't say for certain if the season started today, it wouldn't be Zach Tom at right tackle because he's coming off patellar tendon surgery. So I don't know if it's Travis Glover or who the next guy. Darian Kennard, he's a restricted free agent. So my point is that they got a lot of work to do there. And they're going to let Rashid walk. I think they're going to let Sean Ryan walk. I think they're going to cut Elgton Jenkins. And so, yeah, I don't want to say that it's been overshadowed because I know, you know, especially on Wednesdays when our show is me with not one but two offensive linemen for a good chunk of the program, we've spent a lot of time on it. And it is a concern, and especially because, you know, you think back to that Bears playoff loss, and they were cooking in the first half, right? They were protecting Love because the Bears' pass rush stinks. But in the second half, especially in those first four series, Dennis Allen dialed up some pressures, and they worked. And that offensive line didn't handle them very well. And they ended up with four punts, 19 total yards, and one first down in those first four series when that was the time to put the game away so you didn't have to worry about a 25-point fourth quarter beating you. So, again, I look at that offensive line, and, Jen, you nailed it. Historically, they've always had guys that were ready to rise up and fill voids when they let people leave. In fact, you know, it didn't work in 2009, but they even had a replacement for Tausch waiting, right? Alan Barber, who actually went on to have a pretty decent career, but he was terrible in 2009, forcing them to re-sign Tausch at midseason as his ACL was finally healthy. And without re-signing him, they might have missed the playoffs. Like, he was a turnstile. And then Tausch put a stop to that. So, yeah, they're not only are they going to let some guys walk that they're not going to pay, not only was their big-ticket free agent signing last year on the offensive line not good enough to be able to unequivocally say, yeah, oh, he'll be back, but they don't have that depth where you say, okay, well, I feel good even if we let this guy walk because we got this guy. I don't even know if you could say that about Jordan Morgan, a first-round pick, where you would say, well, I feel really good about where we're at left tackle, and we can let Rashid Walker go. Because I think it's more like, well, we haven't really played him at left tackle very often, so hopefully he turns out to be what we thought he was when we drafted him.
If you had money to spend on only one position in free agency this offseason, would that be it, offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, if I had money this offseason, I wouldn't spend it on their offensive line at all. I've got a lot of other things I'd like to buy instead. But yes, like I,
hey, you're not a delinquent on any other bills, are you, Jason?
I'm not. I am gonna text Keith/Mark Neitzel today because Paul has been getting after me about some electrical issues, and Lord knows no one wants me touching that, or I won't be joining the show ever again. Yes, I would, Gabe. And, you know, Tausch and I and Bulaga is obviously an Iowa guy.
Oh, he loves the center. He loves the center coming out of the draft.
Tyler,
yeah.
Linden. Yep. No. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. There's an Iowa center in the draft, you say?
Uh-huh, yeah. And Bulaga, so when I did the Homer Hour earlier this week with Bulaga, he said that if that guy's there in the second round, that's who the Packers should take.
Okay, so this...
It's not
this
the mullet guy, right?
Yeah, I'd have to look up his name. I don't know if he has a mullet or not.
There's a kid from Iowa whose name is Jennings Dunker, and he's kind of becoming a cult hero. He's
like the new Quinn Miners?
Yes, yes.
Remember when Quinn Miners came out of UW-Whitewater
and
everybody
fantastic.
Loved him because of his gut?
Right?
Yeah, he has been. He got a huge extension. Yeah, he's really good. Well, so that adds I'm glad, Gabe, this is why I sabotaged your microphone, because I'm so jealous of how good you are at this. That adds a different wrinkle, because speaking of centers from Iowa, we spent a good chunk of our show yesterday talking about Tyler Linderbaum, who is the center from the Ravens, mm-hmm. who is going to be an unrestricted free agent, former first-round pick, that they didn't give a fifth-year option to either. And we our argument was cut Aaron Banks. You could even make him a post-June 1 cut. And go get Linderbaum, who I think a lot of people think is just going to end up in New York with the Giants because John Harbaugh is going to want him to be his center there. But go get him, pay him. Now you've got your nerve center at that position resolved because it was not like, and I really like Sean Ryan. Like, he's tough. He swears a lot. Like, he's kind of my kind of offensive lineman.
Yeah, because when I think Jason Wilde, I think curse words, yes.
Well, no, I enjoy I don't work in profanities like some artists work in clay or whatever they say in a Christmas story, but he's got that kind of attitude, right? Mm-hmm. He's an offensive line guy. But if we're being honest, like, he played better than Elton Jenkins did, who clearly was miscast there, even though Elton himself thought he could play there. But, like, he wasn't great. So, like, I don't see him as a priority re-sign. And, you know, you let Josh Myers walk because he wasn't good enough either. Well, this offensive line has been at its best. And look, they've had some really good left tackles. You know, Bakhtiari was awesome, right? But they were at their best when they had a really good center, right? When they had Scott Wells, mm-hmm. when they had Corey Linsley.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's drafting this kid from Iowa or signing the guy that went to Iowa, that would potentially solve one of your issues, and then you can figure the rest out. But to put a bow on this, as Tosh likes to say, the offensive line for a team that is still, I think, the third best in terms of Super Bowl odds out of the NFC for 2026, they got some problems there that they have to resolve.
Logan Jones, by the way. Logan Jones is the kid's name.
Okay, so he's not mullet guy.
No.
Different guy.
Yeah, different guy. Logan Jones is the one that Blue was singing the praises of and saying if he's available when the Packers pick in the second round, that's who he would like
to
see them take.
Two last name guy. Two last name guys. I don't know about those guys. Logan Jones.
Logan?
Two last names, right?
I mean, I think
it's a last name?
I mean, it can
sure.
be, but I look at Logan as more of a first name. And if Logan's your last name,
really?
It's a first name. It's a last name that's a first name. Yeah.
So, like, is Gabriel is that a last name or is that a first name? That's a first name, right?
I would say that's a first name, yeah.
But Roman Gabriel, so he was maybe he's a two first name guy, Roman mm-hmm. Gabriel.
Yeah, okay. That would be
sorry.
A two first name.
I'm derailing. Guy. We don't have Chewy here, so somebody's got to make
that. Will the Thrill just reminded us of Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another good example.
Jason, it seems...
I'm not watching right now, but I can picture the three of you all looking at each other going, what the hell is Jason drunk? What is he doing?
Jason, the news is still being dominated by the Rich Bisaccia move. Are you hearing any names that fans should be paying attention to as far as the replacement for Rich Bisaccia?
Well, I know our buddy Bill Huber at Sports Illustrated, who lives for this kind of stuff, had two names for guys that are set to be interviewed. I got my guy. I want Ben Cutnica, which I'm not even sure if my guy, I'm pronouncing his name right. But this guy was the interim special teams coordinator for the Rams after they fired Chase Blackburn in December. But I wasn't familiar with Ben's game. He was a team captain at Army, played linebacker for them. And then he went and, like, served in Iraq. He was a helicopter pilot. And then he got into coaching. And he's been a coordinator elsewhere previously in his career. It's not my job to care about whether special teams are good or not. And quite frankly, it would appear since 2007, as Gabe mentioned yesterday, doesn't matter who coaches them because they're probably going to be mediocre at best. So let's get a guy in there that's got a good story. So Ben's my guy. I want to talk to him about his, you know, military service. And when we have Salute to Service Month, it'll be a perfect feature story. So Ben, I want Ben because, dude, if you're flying helicopters over Iraq, I would think you can figure out who the hell's going to return punts.
No I in team, but there's a me in media, Jason. Thank you for reminding us. Hey, have a great weekend, sir. I'm sure you have some activities of your girls you're going to attend to, and I hope that those all go really well.
No gymnastics meets to run into you at, but we do have a volleyball tournament. So we've had three straight weekends of gymnastics meets. So I'm ready to stop spending 5 hours at a gym to watch each of my children compete for about 4.5 minutes. So, yes. All right, guys, take care. Be good.